For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.
I support the Speaker and the Senator 100%. Send me these reforms and I will sign them into law.
Members of the State House and Senate giving Governor Henry McMaster a standing ovation Wednesday night during his second State of the State address. For the first time in years, a Republican governor and a Republican legislature are in sync on the major issue facing the state, reforming the public education system, a sign that meaningful reform may be within reach during this year's legislative session. It appears, though, there may be an unexpected battle brewing at the State House this year over efforts to legalize the use of marijuana for medical purposes. For years, Beaufort Senator Tom Davis was a lone voice pushing what's called the Compassionate Care Act. It would allow doctors to prescribe marijuana for the treatment of a number of debilitating diseases. Support for the measure is growing. Last week, dozens of senators and House members, Republicans and Democrats, signed on to support Davis and the bill. This week, a large coalition of law enforcement and the State Medical Association mobilized against it. They're fearful medical marijuana might enhance more illegal use of the substance. Attorney General Alan Wilson was the group's chief spokesman.
Marijuana is the most consumed illicit drug in the United States of America. It is the most dangerous drug because it is the most misunderstood drug. It is still the most widely used drug of all the illicit drugs.
Dr. Mark Seabrook of Columbia is president of the South Carolina Medical Association.
Unfortunately, the Compassionate Care Act is not about medicine. Marijuana is a plant, a drug that has over 400 compounds. We know about a few of them. Medications are generally only one compound, occasionally two, and they go through rigorous testing before they're made available to the public.
SLED Chief Mark Keel and all 46 of the state's sheriffs went on record against the bill. Cherokee County Sheriff Steve Mueller.
We will continue to oppose medical marijuana unless and until it is approved and regulated by the FDA. Then and only then will cannabis truly be considered for medicinal purposes.
The bill's chief sponsor, Tom Davis, was on hand to observe the opponent's press conference.
There was no reference whatsoever to them in this press conference as to the very controlled process of growing, processing, and dispensing medical cannabis. There was no reference by any of them to this bill being the most conservative, tightly regulated medicinal bill in the country. They quoted a lot of statistics from states like Colorado and California. Those guys have recreational marijuana. I mean, I am not proposing that. The people of South Carolina do not want that.
Davis and other lawmakers who support the bill resented what they call the mischaracterization of the Compassionate Care Act by opponents.
I actually heard our elected attorney general say, quote, the most dangerous drug in America is marijuana, unquote. Think about that. It's like we've traveled in a time warp back to the 1950s and we're doing a reshoot of Reefer Madness. I mean, who in the world can stand up there when we have an opioid epidemic, crack, cocaine, methamphetamines, and you can say that cannabis that's going to be authorized for use by doctors to patients, that that's the most dangerous drug in America? That's just simply divorced from reality.
The Compassionate Care Act has been introduced in both the House and the Senate. 33 states have enacted laws allowing the use of medical marijuana. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.